Today is July 17th, 2433 AD. My name is Ruby Tuesday. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one. My office is on 2101 Carl Sagan Lane, New Fez, Europa, Jupiter. This case I'm about to tell you is one of the craziest I've ever dealt with. I call it Tired of the Green Menace. Wednesday afternoon. I had just stepped off the slidewalk and into the Cafe Galaxia to watch the afternoon news on Starvision when this peculiar voice croaked out my name.
Miss Ruby Tuesday, I presume.
Yeah.
Sit down, please.
Why?
I am Colonel Abula Abdullah of the star cluster Saudi Asteroidia.
So?
I am of the class Robotis, class 7. You know what this is, Miss Ruby?
A high-class Arab android. So?
I am Grand Wazir to His Highness Sheikh Ali Ali U, may his camels never tire, and I have a job for you.
Swell.
Please, now will you sit?
Sure. What's the caper?
I see you have excellent credentials, Miss Ruby.
What's the job?
Ah, the Caper, one of the favorite planets located upon the periphery of Sheikh Ali Ali U's personal solar system, has been, how you say, heisted.
Stolen?
Yes.
The whole planet?
Yes.
You're not talking about an asteroid, you're talking about a world?
Yes. It was simply lifted from the Middle Eastern star cluster of Saudi Asteroidia.
Which planet?
Sheikh Ali Ali U's beloved Cleo.
Cleo?
Yes. I was away on business. When I return, alas, the world of Cleo is gone.
That's all you know? Just...
poof. Yes.
People living on it?
No. Barren. Ah, but beautiful.
You want me to find it?
His Highness will pay handsomely for your services.
Got any leads?
We believe the ones behind this heist may be the dark forces of Fong from the conceptual planet known as Dong Along.
What do you mean, conceptual? It exists in their minds?
Not entirely. It is also physical reality. Here is a recent article in Scientific Galaxia. It tells of a new means of moving asteroids quite large, say 100 kilometer diameter.
Ah, advanced fulcrum magnetic works of Fong.
A totally unknown company, and suddenly they appear with highly sophisticated technology that may free and move asteroids, perhaps even small planets.
What's Cleo got that they'd want?
Nothing. Perhaps they wish a ransom. You smoke these cigarettes, Miss Ruby?
Sure. That's a pretty fancy case you have there.
Your brand, I believe.
Yeah. Thanks.
The case is the only one of its kind. Made from an alloy of two rare metals discovered within the asteroids of Saudi Asteroidia. It is yours.
Oh, yeah?
Surprised, of course. Back to business. What are your fees for deep space, Miss Ruby? Is there a problem?
Maybe. This magnetic works on Dongalong comes up with a means of freeing asteroids. What makes you think they freed your planet?
It is, how you say, a long shot, but the best and only lead we know. So, we have arranged for you to be a representative of the reputable firm of Intergalactic Construction and Mining Corporation, seeking a means to free and move asteroids for convenient mining. Agreed?
All right.
What are your fees, Miss Ruby?
After a bit of the traditional haggling, we settled on a flat fee of 1,500 solar credits per Terran turn, plus expenses, plus a bonus of 100,000 Terra Lire when I actually found Sheik Ali Aliou's beloved planet, Clio. The next day, I was in my private cruiser, headed along a trajectory to the planet Dangalang. I was doing a little research on the way, tapped back into the central computer on Europa, when I discovered the catch. Why Colonel Abula Abdullah had been so generous. No Terran has ever lasted more than 36 hours on Dangalang without being carried out in a force field straitjacket. The data didn't say why, but I got my first clue when I reached for a cigarette.
Aha, you may be surprised to hear my voice, Miss Ruby.
Christ! What's he doing in the cigarette case? All right. What the hell are you doing in there, Colonel?
Being as I am of the advanced race of Robotis, it is quite simple to place within a cigarette case a few microscopic components that quite accurately duplicate my mental mechanisms.
Nice time to tell me this. I think I just... forget something?
Beware the demons of deja vu.
I caught a surface taxi from the spaceport. I was surprised to find Dangalang such a backward planet. Their one major city, the fragrant city of Fang, looks like something out of Terra's 21st century. The people are short humanoids, orientalish in appearance, but there's one major exception. Their skin is bright green. Oh yeah, there's one other small item. Everyone's last name is Fang. The driver had been watching me in the rearview mirror. I figured they don't get many Terrans out in this arm of the galaxy.
You're here to see the focal folk from Magnetic Works of Fong?
How do you know?
I have sources. My card.
Favorite of Fong, conceptual detective and taxi driver. I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, thanks.
Surface taxi settled in alongside my hotel, the Fountain of Fang. It had seen better days. There was a fountain in the center of the lobby, a couple of caged birds, potted plants of some sort. I felt as though the whole place had been teleported in from some other time. What made it really weird was I had the feeling I'd been here before.
Welcome to Dangalang and the Fountain of Fang, Miss Tuesday. We hope your stay will be pleasant.
Thanks.
I wish you great success in finding your missing planet, but if you should need assistance, my card.
Fourth right of Fang, conceptual detective and desk clerk. Where'd you hear about my looking for a missing planet?
I have sources. Room 412 for Miss Tuesday.
We took the rickety lift up to the fourth floor. The bellboy refused a tip, but he handed me his card. Fluent of Fang, conceptual detective and bellboy. Thanks. I'll keep you in mind. The teledome sounded. I touched the button. A green, sinister face leered out of the screen.
Ms. Tuesdays.
That's right.
May I welcome you to Dangalang?
Sure. Who are you?
May I also say that it would be very wise for you not to remain upon our humble planet.
Oh, why?
For you, it may be of considerable value.
What's this considerable value?
Your life, if you value it considerably.
Ha, you're funny. Let's see your card.
I'm not a detective.
Like I said, who are you?
I am a conceptual villain.
Welcome to Dangalang. Colonel?
Yes?
I think I've just had my life threatened.
You have in all probability encountered the dark forces of Fong.
That figures. Teledome again. Yeah?
Pardon the humble intrusion, but lives of Miss Tuesday is most gravely endangered species.
Yes, so's yours when I find out who you are, Fatso.
I also uphold noble tradition of private detective.
Okay.
I am humbly known as Falcon of Fong.
Conceptual detective.
Correct. Conceptual detective and antiques.
Thanks, I don't need a detective.
Please accept apology for forceful intrusion.
Forget it. So long.
But please, one brief moment more.
Shoot.
The one who has appeared with message of threat is longtime foe of the Falcon.
Yeah, so?
His is villainy impossible to conceive, for he dwells upon the periphery of the group mind.
Something clicked inside. The group mind. You mean anything that goes on, everyone knows?
Most certainly. No one has explained this?
You'd know if they had, right?
We do not understand the mind of alien visitors.
Let me get this straight.
Big interruption. But if worthy colleague may pay visit to humble antique shop of Fong, assistance to caper may be achieved.
All right. What's your address?
Corner of Forspoke and Forsake of Fong.
See you in half an hour. Is this legit? Or did I just swallow the Fatso's bait? On the way down to the lobby, I asked the lift operator. What did you think of that conversation with the Falcon of Fong?
Falcon of Fong is a very good man, but if further assistance be desired, my card.
Follower of Fong, conceptual detective and elevator operator. Thanks. The surface taxi pulled up to a little antique shop in the old section of the city. The driver, as is the custom, gave me his card. Fondness of Fong, etc. I went inside. The place seemed deserted. That was okay. Gave me a chance to look around. It was hard to focus. I had that damn feeling I'd been here before. I heard a sound at the back of the shop, and a chubby little Dongalongese waddled through the bead curtains.
Miss Rube Tuesday, yes?
That's right.
You do my lowly shop immense honor.
Thanks.
It is of great importance we speak of matter concerning missing planet of Saudi Asteroidea.
Look, how come everyone here knows what I'm looking for?
One know, all know. Such is clever conceptual phenomenon of group mind.
I've run into this group mind stuff on other worlds. Anyone that's part of it can feed in anything they want, and unless the common experience tosses it out, your group mind can be swimming with fat lies, distortions, half-baked opinions, you know, shit.
No different from the single mind?
Ha!
You will perhaps honor me by partaking in this miserable tea I have prepared.
Sure.
Please, do not sit there. That is priceless piece of shit. Instead, if you will condescend to sit on this atrocious but comfortable wicker chair.
Oh, sorry. Look, when I said shit, I didn't mean the stuff in your shop.
Shop filled with antique shit. No necessity to clarify. Sit, please. The collective mind of the Dongalongese is under constant scrutiny by many aspiring detectives. Shit of the mind is dissembled by constant nitpicking. Picking apart by many nits, you see?
You have any theories about Cleo?
A theory like mist on eyeglass. Obscure the vision.
Who's the number one man behind the dark forces of Fong?
A most despicable villain. He is known as the Forked Forefinger of Fong.
Where do I find him?
He does not exist in your present time-space.
Huh.
If you present no fierce objection, I have yearning to offer assistance of my humble conceptual detection.
Why?
The long history of Falcon of Fong and Forked Forefinger of Fong is fraught with battles fiercely fought.
That's why you want to work with me.
If you have no fierce objection.
You know this turf better than I ever will. It takes some pretty sophisticated technology to heist a planet. You think the dark forces could do it?
I don't know. If they did, all Dongalongese would know. So the answer is no, they did not.
What about the advanced fulcrum magnetic works of Fong? They honest?
As far as I know.
And who are the demons of Deja Vu?
They are shunned as the unsavory ones.
Why?
To understand with fullness, it is necessary to grasp long history of Donglong.
Look, if the forked forefinger of Fong is part of this heist, but he's part of the group mind, how the hell do you catch him? He'll know your moves as soon as they're thought, right?
Conceptual detection, exquisitely subtle.
Okay. I need your help.
The Falcon of Fong is greatly honored by most friendly invitation.
Mm-hmm. Why did the forked forefinger of Fong threaten me?
It will be revealed when again he will speak with you.
Look, my time here is limited.
The dark forces are not without eagerness to converse while you still possess a measure of good sanity.
Yeah. Thanks for the tea.
Pardon, humble suggestion.
Hmm?
Do not lose carefulness.